Mini episode 1784 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1784 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of seasons 1 through 3 of the drama Industry on HBO and Max. Here's our top 5 things to know about this program. Number 5, seasons 1 and 2 are completely set at the London office of Pierpoint, a gigantic and prestigious financial investment bank. Pierpoint London is in the habit of hiring recent graduates and pitting them against each other, with a reduction in force set in place for 6 months after they collectively begin. We start by meeting a colorful group of grads. Harper, a young black woman with otherworldly determination and, as we find out, ruthlessness. Gus, a young gay black man whose family has pushed him into this opportunity. Yasmin, a publishing heiress fluent in multiple languages who still manages to be treated as a dim sex symbol by everyone around her. And Rob, a working-class Welsh lad who advances by his charm and smarm. Another grad does not live past the pilot episode, a victim of the ruthless expectations of the firm, and the resulting scandal of his death is only the first time that the brutal culture of Pierpoint comes under public scrutiny. These folks live hard and they play hard, leaving consequences all around. Number 4. Harper ends up being caught between her direct boss Daria and Eric, the managing director of the cross-product sales desk, who sees much of himself in Harper and takes her under his wing, albeit with a rough mentoring style. Daria's out to change the culture of Pierpoint, and she sees Eric as emblematic of all of its excesses, and Harper ends up in the midst of a vicious tug of war. Additionally, Harper ends up enveloped in a weird friendship with Yasmin that continually toggles from love to hate, and Rob frequently finds himself in the middle of that. Number 3. Many other distinctive characters populate the landscape. Some of them include the eccentric, soccer-obsessed foreign exchange sales desk managing director Hillary, well-meaning when he's sober foreign exchange sales VP Kenny, secretly heroin-addicted cross-product sales VP Clement, a wealthy Pierpoint client named Nicole, who regularly takes sexual liberties with the grads, Pierpoint's biggest client, a fund manager named Falim, who becomes an enemy of Eric, a highly eccentric hedge fund manager named Jesse Bloom, a shady green tech CEO named Henry, an OnlyFans star named Sweet Pea, who surprisingly becomes a big asset at Pierpoint, Yasmin's wicked father Charles, and a cross-product sales market manager and insanely colorful gambling addict named Rishi, who ends up having an entire episode devoted to his completely demented life. Number 2. The cast is on par with the tremendous writing. Ken Leung is the most experienced actor in one of the lead roles, and he infuses Eric with a compelling energy as the cracks begin to show in his persona as a tightly controlled corporate killer. The list of notable performances runs in the dozens, but some of the best come from Harry Lottie, Mihala Harold, Marissa Abella, Mark Dexter, Sagar Radia, Trevor White, Jay Duplass, Adam Levy, Kit Harington, and Sarah Goldberg. Number 1. Industry had something of a donut hole in its first 3 seasons, but it hits its stride in emphatic fashion in season 3. The first season built to a crescendo as we waited to see which grads would make the cut at Pierpoint and which ones would not. The stakes in season 2 were much less compelling, albeit late in the season, there was a corporate breakaway storyline reminiscent of late season 2 of Mad Men that was pretty good. But it's in season 3 that this program really became the show that HBO and Max needed it to be. With few other franchises in the works at this particular moment in history, industry was needed to step up into the conversation with shows such as Succession and The Sopranos, and darned if they didn't pull it off. These folks at Pierpoint and their clients work hard and play hard, and the sex and drugs are omnipresent, which just fuels the often out-of-control feel of the show. The absolute explosion of consequences that just kept going off in episodes 3.6, 3.7, and 3.8 wrapped up a defining season for a show that grew from good to great and justified all of the hype that it was receiving. The season 3 finale wrapped up so many loose ends that it could have served as a series finale, but the program has been renewed for at least one more campaign, so we'll see how the writers find a way to reintegrate a number of characters that have been spread out by circumstance. Based on the strides that the writers made, it will be well worth the wait. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.